Hello, you're listening to Spoiler Filled Film Conversation Hooray, or just Spoiler Filled, if you like. Here is the podcast. I'm Richard Nicholas, hello, and with me today is...
Stephen Lee.
Anthony Evans.
And Bane.
Abigail Bane.
I'm just Bane.
Okay. Her name's not Abigail Bane, it's just Bane. Like the
Batman
wrestler.
Villain.
Bane!
So, who's gonna... Abby, go on. Bane, right. What is the film about? Go.
The Warriors is a 1979 American cult action thriller directed by William Hill and based on Sol Urich's 1965 novel of the same name. It's about a gang called the Warriors, nine of their members, who are being chased by the other gangs of New York because they think that they have killed a man called Cyrus, who's very important in the gang scene.
Yes, thank you. It is about that, more or less. Just a little running away movie from all the men trying to kill you kind of thing.
Yeah, bit like The Running Man, but not really.
Yeah. Particularly not really, I'd say.
Yeah. This man, Cyrus, is trying to bring all the gangs together.
For a big meet in the Bronx.
So at the beginning of the movie, when the credits are rolling, you get to see all these different gangs.
And they are marvellous.
Well, one gang that I like in particular is the Mime Gang. It's like a gang that just do mimes, you know, got the face paint on and everything.
And top hats.
And
stripy tops and whatnot.
And I think you get a gang full of sort of black people, and they've got purple hats on, white suits, and
there's all different kinds of
colourful characters.
We called them
characters.
Pimp Light when we saw them.
Pimp Light.
Not quite pimp.
It's not furry. Light. Like that. It's not furry collars and stuff, pimp, but it is kind of Latino pimp almost. So it's like this weird, not quite real, like it's sort of a semi sci-fi film. It's just sort of an almost like how would you say it? Like
I wouldn't say sci-fi. I'd say it's kind of like a dystopian sort of future, but set in the 70s,
which is when it was made.
Yeah.
It's kind of like just slightly off realistic.
It was futuristic when it was written, but isn't anymore.
It feels very much like a weird version of the 70s.
Yeah, it's about the gang culture of New York, but where they're more in control.
Yeah. And they're all wonderfully themed together in their gangs with weird little costumes. And as Steve mentioned, there's just like a montage of everyone assembling for the meeting, which is the kind of starting point. And you get to see all these like wonderful gangs of mimes and pimps. And
we got
some other ones that you remember?
Ones we, like from throughout the film, not just the start, but there was the referees. They just look like football referees.
Yeah. The swim team, what they looked like. Just loads of, like, there was, like, weird clowny baseball guys.
Furies.
Yeah.
Probably the most famous one.
The electric eliminators, who had some very nice shiny yellow jackets. Saw them.
Oh, silver leisure wear. We had them as well.
GLC, Goldie Looking Chain represented. They were there. Now, there was just loads of mad gangs all assembling.
There were 9 delegates from 100 gangs actually at the meeting.
Yeah.
But there were more gangs than that in the world.
Yeah. So this guy Cyrus, who is the leader of the biggest gang in New York.
The Riffs.
Of the Riffs, thank you. Yeah, he just wants everyone to meet and try and make a speech about how we should all unite and take over the city. And that's where they're all going, anyway, to that. What were people's expectations going in before we start running away with the plot? Anyone?
Yeah, I knew nothing about the film other than apart from it was made into a game made by Rockstar a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't know anything about the film.
Had you played it?
I hadn't played the game, though.
All right, so you literally knew nothing at all.
All I knew was it was a film about gangs. That's really all I knew. That was it. So I didn't have expectations thinking, this is going to be rubbish. I didn't have expectations thinking, this is going to be so cool.
Sure.
Nothing.
What about you, Anthony?
I didn't know anything about it either, other than knowing that Rich here liked it. And that's all. And the general plot.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I can't say, I think I had high expectations, maybe.
Because you know how awesome my film picks are. I mean, I'm the...
Well, it sounds good. It's kind of a cult 70s... kind of dystopian film.
Yeah.
It works on paper.
Yeah.
And I, as Anthony as said, I was a fan of it. I brought this one. This was my suggestion. I love the film. And I like the game too, which I've played. And it is fairly faithful, the game, to the little world they create.
Oh, good. Good.
And, yeah, looking forward to watching it again. Been a while.
Mm. I'd seen it before. So...
What did you think? So this time we were just like, yeah, we'll put it on again.
I didn't remember it that well, sure. But I remember being okay with it the first time.
Cool. So how did it turn out for everyone? We should probably get
it. Was okay. It was okay.
Steve?
I thought it was really good. One thing in particular I'd like to comment on straight off the bat is the way it was shot.
Sure.
I think we all saw the director's cut.
Yeah, we did.
Which means we had little comic book scenes with it as well. Like comic strips.
Yeah, sometimes the edits between the sequences would have like a kind of Photoshop comic book effect before it went to real life footage.
Yeah, that I couldn't say that, but yeah, that. And
some of the framing in general was good as well, and the way they laid out scenes was very good as well. It looked very good.
It for its time, it was brilliant. And there were certain scenes in this movie, in particular, there's a woman on the radio.
Yeah, you just see her lips, mainly.
You just see her lips, and she's telling all the other gangs, you know, what's happening, the situation.
So slightly encoded, like putting on like music and doing links for the music.
Yeah,
sort of suggesting to the gangs what's going on.
Yeah, the first one she did was "This is for the Warriors," and then she played "Nowhere to Run to."
Because they were blamed for the death of Cyrus, even though it wasn't them.
Yeah, I think we should cover the plot a bit more, actually.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
Yeah, well, so
we all more or less liked it. Anthony, maybe a little less than...
I'm just, you know, it's not a perfect film, that's all.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
The non-director's cut is pretty similar. It doesn't feature, like, comic panels.
Yeah, it's just the graphics, really, that they added in.
Yeah.
Which I gotta say is quite a big part to put in. For me,
it changes the
almost
style
won it over for me. When I saw that, I thought, oh, wow, this is going to be really good then. Because it's, you know, shot differently.
Did you not like that you mentioned
earlier? No, I didn't. It felt kind of, I wouldn't say pointless, but kind of tacked on. That's kind of what it felt like.
We watched the introduction by accident.
I think did you guys see an introduction with the director?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so that was on all of them.
Yeah.
The bit with, like, the Greeks and stuff?
Yeah. And
you mentioned, go on.
This is the one he'd always wanted to make. I sort of agree in that because it wasn't consistent through it, it did seem a little bit not odd exactly, but like
jarring.
Kinda. It's just kind of like, oh, we're going longer. Oh, wait, graphics, and oh, now we're carrying on. Okay.
No, I like that because it was something different. We hadn't really seen it before in a movie. So it was like, oh, that's different.
But they didn't see it at the time either. It wasn't like a breakthrough thing they did then. This was like something that came later.
Yeah, but still, it's still, you don't see it much in movies now. So you see it now and you think, wow, that's quite impressive to do that, I thought, anyway.
It was unusual, I'll give you that.
It was unusual, and that's what I liked about it.
So the director's cut splits, like, in opinion, but so the movie itself, okay. I should have had notes for this to bring us through who what happened when, but I can remember vaguely. So we'll just go through it a bit and see what we thought of various bits, I guess.
It's mostly about the warriors and who are our gang, the ones who... And the rogues. They look like a biker gang.
You say our gang, you make it sound like we're in a gang and this is our movie.
The one that we're following.
The ones that we're meant to get behind, yeah.
And the rogues, who look like a biker gang but don't have any motorcycles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all variations of the leather guy in the village people, I'd say.
One of the rogues killed Cyrus and blamed the warriors, and then the warriors are just trying to get across New York and hit all the other gangs.
Via the subways, yeah.
While the rogues are making their way to where the warriors will be so that they can kill them before they tell the riffs the rogues killed Cyrus.
Yeah. It sounds confusing when you say all the gang names, but yeah, it's basically just the warriors running away from all the other gangs who blame them, and
but they don't realise that at the beginning.
Initially, no.
Yeah, they only clock on about halfway through.
Yeah, so they're not quite sure like why everyone's after them.
And essentially, the motivation for the rogues to kill the guy was just looking for fun. Like the leader is a bit of an anarchist and likes to have fun and spends the whole movie kind of causing problems for the warriors and everyone else, kind of generally. So, to, you know, they start off in it, like the main run, they have to all flee the park where they've gathered a huge mass of all these colourful gangs, some ridiculous, some a little weird looking, some plain, and the cops turn up as well. Cyrus gets shot, there's mayhem, everyone's running away, and the warriors are looking for a way to, like, they kind of regroup and decide they've got to get out of there and back to Coney Island where they're safe. And
for some reason,
yeah, because once you're in your gang turf, you can't fight there, not allowed. So yeah, their leader, the warlord, or rather, I think he is a warlord. I think he has another name. The leader of the nine warriors who are on the trip, he's killed and blamed for being part of the gang that, you know, killed the guy who did the speech, Cyrus. Oh, does anyone like Cyrus? What do you guys think of him? I think he's kind of funny.
He was quite funny, really over the top. And I liked his spouting his little catchphrases.
Can you dig it, suckers?
Yeah, that's what I liked about it. I liked that kind of eccentricity of that character. You know, I thought that was...
Yeah. And it was also very 70s as well.
Yeah.
Very street.
I liked
it. That's what I liked about Cyrus, though, that he was clearly from the streets and talked like the ones from the streets.
The world can be yours if you can count, suckers. And now he's dead, and the warriors are to blame, and they're regrouping, and they've gone their way, and the first bit, they kind of have to hop on a subway train. Is that right? They have to make a few connections to get back to Coney, so they find the subway. And one of their problems is they have to wait for the train to get in, so they're not just on the platform. And, you know, because the police are kind of trying to arrest gangs, as well as all the gangs trying to hunt the warriors, they're kind of tentative to get caught on the platform. And I think while they're waiting, one of their first, like, teams that tries to stop them turns up. It's a school bus that's been customised and has a load of skinheads called the Turnbull ACs. And they're, like, roaming the streets with bats and clubs and stuff, and they're on a big bus, and the warriors are like, oh no. anyone want to comment on the first sort of bit of drama that they had to deal with?
And they just ran away.
Yeah,
that was quite easy.
Yeah, they just ran away. Pretty much it. They just ran away.
I don't know, compared to what's coming up, it's not that exciting a confrontation.
I think they're really one of the scariest looking gangs because they're all skinheads. But, like, I think that's just to do with the mythology of skinheads. Yeah, so they run away from them, they hop on the train, they're like, yeah, we made it, we're on our way back to Coney Island. Isn't it awesome that we got away so early?
And hooray. Then their new leader's a really wet blanket, and he's like, we're not there yet. Shut up.
he's right to be a wet blanket, because, what do you know, there's more problems for the warriors on the way home. And I think they have to get off the train because there's a fire.
Yeah.
And they're like, uh-oh, someone must have set this fire, because there's never a fire without fire, smoke. There's no fire and smoke without fire and smoke.
Then that's
sorry. Yeah.
Then they run into orphans.
The orphans, yeah. Another gang.
They were the scrubbest looking gang ever.
Well, they're called the orphans.
I know, but do they have to be dirty, ugly orphans to get in?
Yeah, their uniform is just green T-shirts with the word orphans badly printed on the back, and they're really dirty. The leader looks a bit like a kind of. Kind of special needs David Schwimmer. Anyone disagree with that?
Do you know who that
I
is?
I guess not.
Yeah, I know who it is, but I'm not going to comment.
And okay. That's rare. Steve will comment.
So the thing with this gang as well is they're not a proper gang because they're kind of low down the chain. They're not even asked to the meeting. And it's kind of like one of the points that's established is that there's in this world of New York gangs, there's even gangs below the gangs who aren't proper gangs. It's so full of gangs. There are gangs who aren't gangs. Weird.
It is. And there's also a love interest at this point.
There, she's interjected. Interjected, is that a word?
No.
Okay.
Well, it is, but not what you mean.
She comes up, the love interest turns up, and starts stirring the pot, if
What's
you will.
What's her name?
Oh, her name is, starts with M.
Mercy,
yes. And she comes out while the warriors are trying to barter to be allowed through the orphan's turf.
Yeah.
And is like, real men would fight and stuff.
Yeah, she's there going, bah, bah,
bah. Yeah.
She had an excellent chicken sound.
She did.
Yeah, the highlight of the film.
Yeah, just a woman in a pink dress with no bra making chicken sounds. Weird.
She goaded them.
She goaded them.
And then she follows the warriors because she's bored of the orphans. The orphans are rubbish.
Yeah. Basically, she seems a bit like disappointed in the orphans being such big rollovers.
They were dispatched with really quickly as well. So we're going to get you. Then they made a Molotov cocktail, burned a car, and all the orphans ran away.
Yeah. Because what transpired was that the orphans, after being goaded by the lady in pink, they basically go, yeah, you can go through, but you have to take off your cool leather jacket, which we haven't mentioned at all, which had a skull with wings on, because that's what warriors
they
wear.
They were brown leather waistcoats.
They were kind of red and brown, I'd say.
Maroon. They call them vests in the film, though.
That's an American thing, though. They call anything that doesn't have sleeves vests, as far as I can tell.
Yeah. That was weird.
Crazy Americans.
We'll maybe talk about the warriors themselves as we go on. But, like, so they basically have a little argument with the orphans. And, like you say, they get dispatched by a Molotov to a car. And it's like, ooh, we're scared now.
I think we need to get through this a little bit quicker.
Go on. Please take the reins. I'm bad at not getting through things quickly.
After the orphans was the cops in the subway.
Yes.
Then the baseball furies.
Well, yeah. There's when they have to get off a subway, and there's like the cops come, and they all kind of split up into different groups, don't they? So that causes
they get
people
separated, and some of them meet the baseball furies. Who, right? People dressed in baseball uniforms with bats, perfectly fine. But multicoloured face paint, suddenly they're crazy people.
Even better.
They were the most threatening, just because they're quite normal, except for the face paint.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's like late at night and they're dressed in baseball, that's pretty weird. But like,
no, but because there's so many of them, it's just like, ooh, it's a team.
Yeah, it is odd. And also, they all have black hair, long black hair. Maybe it's because they needed stunt doubles or something, but
I don't know
why they all have long black hair.
But it's the gang, though. They're all supposed to look similar to each other. So.
It's going the extra mile wearing a wig.
And painting your face and dressing in baseball gear.
Yeah, but that's what's so cool about the film, though, is the fact that they all look the same. They all, all the gangs are kind of, they've all got their own individual, unique looking style, and each member of that gang looks
individually, you're right.
Sticks to it. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah. So they end up running initially from the baseball furies, and then they go, I can't run anymore.
I'm tired.
Let's fight them. They're wimps. So they start fighting the baseball furies, and the warriors dispatch them pretty handily. Yeah. What do you guys think of that? That was the first proper action sequence or fight.
It was pretty badass, actually. There was like only four warriors and quite a few of the furies.
Yeah, you don't realise until all the Furies are on the ground at the end of the bit that there were so many of them.
Maybe they should spend less time doing face paint and more time practising their batting skills.
Yeah, the only criticism I have of this film, and the fight scenes are a little tame, but it was 1979 at the same time.
I would defend this by saying I really, like, I enjoyed them because they felt more realistic. They're not like a weird modern, like where like someone like Jason Statham beats everyone up instantly. It felt like a more realistic fight than modern movies. It felt like these guys are fighting dudes with bats, and they're taking a kick in, but also handing out a whooping as well. So I liked the fights through it. This was the first like, ooh, well done, warriors. You are as tough as you suggest you guys are.
No, because the film was so eccentric, I think I wanted the fights to be eccentric as well.
Okay.
That was the main issue.
I get where he's coming from. I sort of fall halfway between, I think.
Yeah. So the other, like, because this is only like a few of the warriors. The others, what were the others up to at this point? The others, half of the group.
Oh, find the women.
Oh yeah, they're all going to meet up at like Union Station or something. Mm-hmm. That's the meet point for the warriors because they've split up, and there's just some ladies hanging out at the stairwell. Oh well, we got 5 minutes. Let's say hello to the ladies. No, warriors, don't do it. They're going to be baddies.
Have you not noticed they're all wearing the same top? No.
Yeah, it seems like, oh god, I know where this is going. But yeah, but they don't realise that like they are being hunted down by all the gangs.
Yeah.
Until after this confrontation.
So they're just being a little bit extra cocky and thinking, we've got time to go smooch some ladies.
They've got
the same tops, but they're all wearing different tops, but underneath is sort of a purpley. Like, it's just a sort of colourful like tie-dye thing that they all wear.
Yeah. So they take them back to their place and keep them there for a while before they
Yeah, they kind of entertain the three warriors that go there.
Yeah.
And are like playing records, and you know, one of them's a little bit, one of the younger ones is a little more timid and frightened, but the rest are like, yeah, ladies, all right.
And then, is it in the park at the same time the other one has found a woman as well, or is that a bit later?
I think one of the warriors who's like, because we haven't discussed the individual warriors, they've all got a, like a unique look and a unique personality. Does anyone like to mention a few of the main?
Ajax is the one that we're talking about now. He's tough and a little bit brash.
Calls everyone a wimp.
But he gets himself arrested because he accosts a lady in the park and she's a cop.
Oh.
It's the lamest way to get arrested for a warrior.
Yeah, and considering they're in such a rush, there really isn't time to weirdly hang out with a woman who's, you know, hanging about in a park late at night. But, you know, his comeuppance, tough.
Yeah, he had that one coming.
He did.
He did.
Oh, we also lose a member of the Warriors under a train at some point.
Oh, yeah, in the scuffle with the cops. They lost one there as well. He was the nice one. I missed him.
Let's have a moment for him.
Spray up a W on the wall for him. So we lose. We've lost a couple of members of the group because that is the way of all these kind of gang movies. You've got to lose members, otherwise it's not gritty or real enough. So at this point, the girls kind of show their true colours, as it were, and whip out guns and knives and try and kill the nice three warriors who've been caught in the hornet's nest, so to speak.
They had the best reaction to not managing to catch the warriors. They fired a few shots, missed, and went, oh.
Yeah, luckily the young, naive, not interested warrior spots that they got weapons on them and that they're a gang. I think they're called the Lizzies.
The Lizzies, yeah.
Yeah, so that goes wrong for the Lizzies, and the warriors once again escape the noose, so to speak.
There have been a few interjections from the radio woman in between the gangs saying that this gang tried to do something, they failed. This gang tried to do something, they didn't make it either.
Here's another song. Okay, so basically, what also has been going on is they've been developing the love interest with the now leader of the Warriors, Swan, who is also in the hit film Xanadu. Isn't that right, Anthony? Xanadu? You're a massive Xanadu fan, right?
I guess.
He's trying to play it cool. You know you love Xanadu. Now's your time to shine and point out.
At least confirm that it is the same person.
Yes.
Well, what's Xanadu about, Anthony?
That's for a different show, Rich.
That's for a different show. That's just me and Anthony.
Anyway, Swan, the current leader of the Warriors, is having a subplot with the lady who has followed the Warriors because she wants excitement, and basically they have to escape down a subway tunnel, and they have an argument followed by a kiss followed by another argument, and she continues to follow him and pursue him, and so that's been going on as well. I thought that was
Didn't they meet back up after Union Station then?
Yeah, they eventually all get together in Union Station once they've all had their little sequences.
Did they meet the Rogues then, or is there somebody before that?
No, there's the dungaree people in the subway.
That's right.
Dungaree roller skates guy. Yeah. The least intimidating man I've ever seen.
I found it a little creepy. They kind of go for a creepy roller skating bit where, like, the guy just is following one of the warriors, the leader Swan, and they have a bathroom brawl with loads of guys in dungarees with roller skates on.
Yeah.
What do you think, Steve? Brutal or not brutal enough for you?
Again, not brutal enough.
People get thrown into mirrors and doors and they smack each other around the head.
But I did love that scene where they're in the toilet cubicles and, they just jump out and a big brawl starts kicking. Again, one of the main things I love about this film is it's eccentric, and I've used that word too many times during this review.
But it is that eccentric.
It is that exact. Yeah. And that's what I love about it.
Right, so to plough through to the end, because, you know, we're treading lots of water here, and I feel like we should give the film more time, but we should get it finished.
The Riffs have heard by now that the Warriors didn't do it, and that they know it was the Rogues.
Yeah.
Meantime, the Rogues have caught up with the Warriors in their turf of Coney Island.
Yeah.
So they're about to have a face-off on the beach.
Yeah, like, the Warriors basically make it home by daylight, and are like, really, we came home to this pile of rubbish? I'm a bit gutted. I've learned some things on the way. And then they got to deal with the Rogues then, who've popped up on their turf. And the way they pop up is they have a weird graffitied up hearse or something.
Yeah.
and they pop up, and the leader starts clicking three bottles together. Abby, would you like to have a crack at what he says? It's like it's clink, 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 clink.
Warriors, come out to play.
only like
over and over again.
It's really horrible. I just love the way he like does that so gratingly. Like, warriors, come out to play.
It gets louder.
Yes,
yeah.
And then they kind of they get like drawn onto the beach for their final fight with the rogues. Which was, well, for me, was a little anticlimactic, because
the whole thing has been building up to this,
and
it just comes down to essentially someone throwing a knife at someone, and people turning up and there not being a fight anymore.
Yeah, it was like there was like, oh no, we're all tooled up, we're gonna get these rogues. Let's fight. Let's have it out on the beach. And then it's like, I got a gun, I got a knife, and I'm gonna dodge you, and I got you. And like you say, all the riffs sort of show up. Like silently on the beach next to them without anyone realizing, and go, it's okay, we got this. You can go, warriors. You've proved yourselves to the world of gangs. And they let the warriors go down the beach to freedom, and all the rogues are beaten up and presumably killed off camera.
Saying that, they said that earlier on, they said the guy who took over from Cyrus said, I want the warriors either alive or he said something like decimated.
He just wants them.
And then later on, they said that the warriors had decimated the orphans. But they hadn't. They'd only killed, like, two with the fire. So I think that their version of decimated is a little bit
exaggerated. Do you think they're going to give them a slap on the wrist? I'm pretty sure the rogues are all beaten up and deaded. So the warriors walk down the beach. They've learnt a few things. They're kind of like, wow, man, life's different now that we've had this journey. Any final thoughts? Because we should wrap this up.
Yeah, my final words, brilliant, well worth watching. Check it out,
Abby.
That's a glowing recommendation from Steve. There, it's quite good.
Yeah,
it's a very male movie.
Yeah, there is a female gang and there is a female lead, but it's about male machismo, and all of these gangs are basically constantly looking for a fight and for something to do. There's a kind of male dominated boredom. They all just want to.
Yeah. So I quite like it, but it is a little bit manly.
Okay, Anthony.
I thought it was okay. I enjoyed the aesthetic of the whole film and the craziness of it. The music was really good.
Yeah, it was really good, actually. Film.
But there were some points, especially at the beginning, where there were a few too many music montages, and it felt like it was going to be people were going to burst out into song,
like West Side Story.
It was like luckily it was, they don't. It's so close over and over again too. They're going to do it. No, they're not.
Yeah, like gangs and music, and you think, oh, they're going to burst into dance and song, but they didn't. And some points were a bit slow.
I think they're working on tension some of the time, and then other times they just want a little bit of action. I don't know.
But other than that, I liked how everyone had their own gang, but even within their own gang, they were still individuals, especially the warriors themselves.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that enough, but you know. They're all a different kind of personality, and they established that really quickly and well.
So the film was a little—it's got flaws, but I enjoyed it.
It gives a lot. Obviously, I liked it because I recommended it. It is a million times better than West Side Story, and just check it out. It's worth watching. Bye bye.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Cheerio.